Sometimes we may think these teachings are just abstract Buddhist philosophy, but this isn't true. If we integrate these teachings into our daily life, we will understand from our own experience how important and relevant they are. Buddha teaches suffering and happiness depend on the mind. They are experiences of the mind and do not exist outside the mind. This is why external development does not produce a corresponding increase in happiness. Happiness must come from our mind. If we improve our peace of mind, then our happiness will increase. But if we have no peace of mind, then we will not find happiness anywhere else, no matter how good our external conditions are. So this doesn't mean we don't need external conditions at all. Since we are human beings, of course, we need work, food, family, friends. But while enjoying these things, we can work to improve our inner peace by understanding and practicing Buddhist teachings. If we fail to control our mind, nothing else can help us. I think this is such an important understanding. We must take personal responsibility for our happiness, for our suffering. And then when we learn how to become happy all the time and permanently free from suffering, we can share that experience and methods with others. So if we fail to control our mind, then nothing else can help us. Therefore, we definitely need to make an effort to improve our positive minds, our pure love, compassion, patience, wisdom, inner peace, and to integrate these minds into our daily activities. We need to try to understand from Buddha's teachings what the spiritual path entails, how we can make progress on the spiritual path, how to complete the spiritual path, and what the final results of spiritual practice are. With this understanding, we can make our own and others' lives happy and meaningful. In Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, if we do not apply ourselves to our spiritual practice, no one can grant us liberation from suffering. Not our spiritual friends, not our spiritual guide, nor even all the Buddhas. So I find this sentence very powerful. If we do not apply ourselves to our spiritual practice, no one can grant us liberation from suffering. Not our spiritual friends, nor our spiritual guide, nor even all the Buddhas. We are often unrealistic in our expectations. We wish we could attain enlightenment swiftly without having to apply any effort. We want to be happy without having to create virtuous causes. Unwilling to endure even the slightest discomfort, we want all our suffering to cease. And while living in the jaws of the Lord of Death, we wish to remain like a long-life god. This is true. No matter how much we long for these wishes to be fulfilled, they never will be. If we do not apply energy and effort to our spiritual practices and overcome our laziness with respect to spiritual practice, all the hopes we have for happiness will be in vain. So perhaps we have a question. I thought Buddhas have the power to directly take on the suffering of others and bestow happiness upon them. Because Buddhas have this power, they are continuously bestowing blessings on living beings. And as a result of these receiving these blessings, each and every living being, including animals and hell beings, occasionally experiences peace of mind. And at these times, they are happy and free from manifest suffering. However, the only way living beings can achieve permanent liberation from suffering is if they actually put Buddha's teachings into practice. Just as a doctor cannot cure a disease unless the sick person actually takes the medicine that the doctor has prescribed, so Buddhas cannot cure our inner disease of the delusions unless we actually take the medicine of Dharma. In the sutras, it says, Buddhas cannot remove sentient beings suffering with their hands, wash the evil from their minds with water, nor give them their realizations like a present. But they can lead them to liberation by revealing ultimate truth. It's our job to learn to control our own mind through spiritual practice by putting Buddha's teachings into practice. If we do not apply ourselves to our spiritual practice, no one can grant us liberation from suffering, not our spiritual friends, nor our spiritual guide, nor even all the Buddhas. So I hope we feel encouraged to take responsibility. I will accomplish permanent liberation from suffering and pure and everlasting happiness by applying myself, giving energy to putting the medicine of Buddha's teachings into practice. Then I can help others do the same.